the gift of life. It was the first few weeks of my pregnancy when I was diagnosed with an internal hemorrhage. The prognosis was grave, and surgery was an option only as a last resort at the risk of losing the fetus. I was ordered complete bed rest with absolutely no movement, so to give the wound a chance to heal itself. I lay in bed all day and night, staring at the ceiling most of the time. The only welcome distraction to my eyes was the picture of Bhagavan and Sri Arunachala that I had asked to be glued on the closet door at the foot of my bed. I tried to concentrate on my prayers, repeating Sri Arunachala Aksharamanamalai as much as possible, but the physical pain was immense, not to mention the agony of being bedridden. Though I was under excellent medical care and had full attention from my family, I felt my strength draining from my body with each passing day. One afternoon, I had an experience. I felt the heat dissipating from my body and a chillness setting in. My hearing began losing its sharpness, vision blurring, and a cloud of darkness set in. I could not move my hands, nor could I voice a single word, even though I was trying to scream from within. I felt suffocated, was aware of my consciousness slipping away, and felt myself sinking into something that I have no words to describe. I panicked inside, gripped by the fear of death and thoughts of unfinished responsibilities. I experienced my life slipping away. At that moment, I cried inside to Bhagavan, begging him that if this was death, he should take me to him. Then I had the vision of the holy Sri Arunachala mountain zooming back and forth, and Bhagavan standing at the side of the hill. There was an arc of light leaving my body, like what you see in children's fairy tale movies. Bhagavan raised his hand and pushed the light back into my body. He then said, "This is not the time for you to go. You have a purpose in life. Do your duty." Then, in the most gracious and affectionate way, he put his hand where I had been hurting and said, "Is this where you hurt?" After this, I became conscious. I had no idea how long I was unconscious. All I knew was that the experience had transformed me, for when I became aware of the world, I had absolutely no pain. I immediately rose from my bed and walked briskly across the room. I felt and appeared perfectly healthy. The next visit to the doctor showed a completely healed wound. Now, I have been blessed with a beautiful, healthy baby. Bhagavan gave me a chance to bring a gift of life into my family. Every day, I remind myself that I live by His grace alone. A New York devotee.